Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Gavlik, who's unmarked as he streaks away into an open goal.
Hit the boundary line.
Oh, the post is broken. Matthews hit it.
Boy, oh boy, wow-wee. He shoots towards goal. What more can you say?
Hello and welcome to the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. Week two. We've already got a late scratching with the great Scott Gullen here. Protocols. I don't think it's protocols, but we've replaced him with two fine gentlemen. We've got Nick Smart here and Will Hogan. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Macca. How are we?
Exciting week coming up, isn't it? We get to see some footy matches, which is really important. We've had the intra-club, but there's still two players at the moment, guys, who are holding out in terms of vaccination, even though Novavax is here. What are you guys hearing?
Well, Macca, I was actually going to throw to you.
Yeah,
because you are all over this story. We know that with Jed Anderson on today's back page, you're all over this. Where is Jed Anderson and the Kangaroos at with this issue?
We're at a slight stalemate in a sense, Smarty, and Will knows this because we were talking about this in December last year, weren't
just
we?
Such an ongoing issue, isn't it? With Anderson,
it just rolls on and rolls on. So where it is at the moment? And it could change by the time this podcast comes out. He's decided to come to Melbourne, and I suppose that's telling in itself that he's kept himself in Darwin the whole way through.
He's been training?
Yeah, he has. He's been training a modified program that North's got a new high-performance team in, which they're very happy about. So he's been doing a bit of modified training there. So he's fit, but he's not match fit. So he'd be a fair way away. We know that he's had the one jab already, had the adverse reaction, but he's not told North he's going to get Novavax. Right. He's sort of hinted along those lines, but hasn't actually done it.
And, Macca, where are the Roos at? Are the Roos confident, somewhat confident?
I would never say confident, Smarty, because their confidence has ebbed and waned all the way through because he sort of led them to believe he was going to take it on occasions and it's not followed through.
Sure. And the deadline day that they gave us was Monday.
And came and gone.
Where are we at now?
So the fact that he's in Melbourne, so it has to be done quite specifically by March 9. Now, it's going to come before then. So I wouldn't say that they're going to hold out to then, the Kangaroos, because they can't hold out to then. That's the day that they've got to put their SSP, their supplementary player scenario in. We know that they're going to take Tom Lynch, who's not going to play. We all keep thinking he's going to play AFL, but you never say never, do you?
Never.
So he's going to be their development coach and you know, obviously will come on for their remaining spot. But if Jed doesn't take the vaccination, which we think he will. The fact that he's in Melbourne says to both the Kangaroos and to people around it that he will likely take the vaccination. But if he doesn't, that leaves Marty Hoare, former Demon, who is training with them at the moment. So he's sweating on the situation as well.
Incredible. The flow-on effects is just amazing. And with this, obviously he's getting the second jab. Where does the third jab sort of lied.
Yeah.
In terms of interstate travel. Third one's not mandated as of yet.
Not yet, right. Smarty.
But it could, you never know, it could be very soon, so.
Yeah. I think that's the thing, that it's going to come really soon, that, I mean, to go to Perth, you're going to have a third jab if you're going to play a game in Perth. That's the way. We saw that with AFLW.
That's right.
I would hope to think that the fact he's in Melbourne, I think it's a good indication that he's actually getting closer to taking the Novavax.
Sure. And speaking of Perth, Jack Darling's in the exact same situation, isn't he?
It's headline news over there in Perth. He's such a big player, such a good player, premiership player. It's really sad, I think, the way this has played out.
It is. And how critical is he to
so critical.
West Coast? You look at their injuries at
the
moment.
They've got so many injuries at the moment.
Oscar Allen's injured. He's crucial, isn't
he? He's absolutely crucial. It's such a delicate, hard subject. We've seen it across multiple codes. In the NRL, the Melbourne Storm down here have had the same problem with Nelson Sofa Solomona, who's just returned to their program. Yeah. But it's all a little bit murky about how he's gotten back. They're not saying whether he's had the jab or whether he's had an exemption. So this may be an option for Jed Anderson as well. Maybe he's able to apply and get an exemption granted.
Yeah. Well, we know that Jack Darling applied, didn't he? And and missed out on the exemption. So what's the story there with the Storm? What
he's back in the they're not saying it's very they're treating it. It's very delicate. They're not saying it's, but he's in, he is back in their program, which suggests that he's either been vaccinated. If he is, he hasn't said so, or they haven't said so, or he's been granted a medical exemption. We're not sure which one, but he's back in the program.
They'll have to say whether it's an exemption.
I think so. Yeah, but at this stage, they're not. So
yeah,
I think they're trying to be sensitive to his situation. They're not trying to add to it. But as you said, Macca, the day is going to come. You think where they're going
to
have to.
It's just getting to a point, isn't it? We're 3 weeks away from the AFL season.
As I was about to say, in a football sense, West Coast have to plan without him. And Macca, Tom Barras, a gun defender.
Yep.
They're trying him forward. That's how
It
is.
Well, that tells you that they're not sure. And that they're, in fact, that probably tells you that they think he won't take it in that sense, really. Yep.
I think you're spot on. A player like Barras, just so important down back with McGovern. He's one of the best intercept defenders in the comp. To troll him forward, it's like putting Darcy Moore forward.
That's right.
The thing about that is also that he hasn't had one jab yet either, darling. Right. So whereas Anderson's had the one jab, so he could technically take a jab today, tomorrow, the next day, and virtually resume training straight away. Whereas there's a 3 week gap in Novavax.
Yeah.
But as we were saying, we think the AFL are going to mandate at some stage that it'll be three jabs. So it is a fascinating scenario, isn't it, to watch this space. But the way we're leading it to believe at the moment is that Anderson is possibly a yes. We'll wait and see.
And the Eagles board are meeting tomorrow to decide the fate of Jack Darling. So his future's up in the air.
It really is, isn't it? Boys, this guy's future's not up in the air, but Carlton, can they take a break with the injuries?
They've had a tough off-season, haven't they, with the injuries. Harry Mackay now, the latest one.
Same old story for the Blues, isn't it? As a fan, I'm not a fan of Carlton personally, but just if you're a Blues fan waking up to today, it must be like this is just deja vu again. Your two best players, arguably, question marks over the start of the season. Where do they start?
There's your headline, Deja Blue, really, isn't it? Yeah. So
I guess the one positive, at least as we speak, is that Sam Doherty was on the track this morning as well. So even a little sneaky chance that he might play next week, there's been suggestions of that.
I think he's just one of the great stories. We're going to have some incredible stories this year. We'll come back to the injuries in a moment. Yeah. But the fact that Doherty could play after 12 weeks of chemo, he trained again this morning, trained really well. He's going to play round one the way things are going, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Where does he fit into that blue side, do you think, Macca? Because clearly they've got a few. Clearly going to put Saad back, Williams back. Is he in their best 22?
Well, I think he is. It's a lot. You're right. There was a lot of criticism of Sam last year in a few different areas, but I think his presence alone is going to be really important.
Yeah.
I thought Mick McGowan made a really good point in his series. How good are his estimations of each list?
Depends which fans of clubs you are.
Yeah, there are a few that we'll come back to that. There's a few that are not happy, is there?
Absolutely.
Give me a hint.
Well, I just think if you're a Collingwood fan and any fan sort of down that bottom echelon, I think they've probably underestimated a few, especially the midfields of a couple of clubs. I think Mick better turn his phone off if he's.
I think for you Blues supporters are disappointed with their midfield estimations. But he's talking about, that was a great line where he said, and if you haven't read the articles, go back online and have a look.
Yeah, it's a great read.
Mick's three series of articles.
And Macca, speaking of Harry Mackay, is there a feature coming in the Herald Sun magazines this weekend?
There might be coming up on Saturday.
Tell us about it?
I can. I'm not trying not to pump my own tyres up here because it's you know poorly written. And it's not really, hopefully not. But I've done a feature on Harry and Ben and the mirror image twins and had a great chat to their parents, Peter and Tracy, the most lovely people you would meet, who happen to have two outstanding young footballers in their midst. And they're mirror image guys in the sense you know, one's a left footer, one's a right footer. So it's when
that's incredible.
I'm not really good with the biology side of things there, Will, but mirror image means that you can look at it. You look at your twin in the and it's the complete opposite to what the twin is. So it's incredible.
Do you think they'll play together one day?
I don't think so. Yeah. The way things are going,
will they play on each other, Macca?
That would be amazing.
But
wouldn't
they we're never still waiting to we're see still it. Still waiting, and Harry being injured's an issue as well. But we're still waiting for that to actually happen, aren't we? But fingers crossed. I think it's round seven this year we're looking at, and I love the banter between the two.
They love it, don't they? A bit of personality. It's always good. Those two
love it, and the family's got a WhatsApp group, and apparently it's very funny, the WhatsApp group, with what goes on in the family. But I was going to say about Sam Doherty. Doherty, Mick McGowan wants to play Sam Doherty on a wing. And that's an interesting scenario, I reckon.
He can definitely do it. I think he's probably pushed to the wing before. And, he's got that clearly ability to use the football. So it would probably be a nice fit alongside the likes of Hewitt and those players.
And Smarty, other good stories too this year, potentially. Michael Hurley getting closer.
Oh, it'd be a great story. He's had a shocking run of it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
It's one of those bizarre football injuries.
Yeah.
Health crisis. You can see.
He was never expected to play again.
He's lost like 10 kilos, hasn't he? That would be a remarkable recovery. Yeah. So there's hopefully after a few years of really bad stories on many different fronts, it'd be great to see a couple of good ones this year.
And he's a Bomber favourite as well.
People forget how good he actually is as a star. He's a great player.
Yeah. And he's obviously followed in the footsteps of Andy Murray with this hip replacement coming back from that, which was incredible in itself. You're right, Macca. The comeback stories.
Or Ben Cunnington.
Yep. They're everywhere.
Fingers crossed. We hope that's going to come to fruition at some stage. And they'll give him time, obviously. But
yeah, and he's such an important player for them, similar to Doherty in terms of leadership, but also just as a player. Like, such a contested beast, and comeback stories. There's so many this year. They're the good stories of football.
We want to see them. And Macca, can I ask you what can't Patrick Dangerfield do?
What a freak!
He's a freak.
What a freak!
Just when you think he can't do anything more, he's now a hero.
So now I reckon what we've got is and Foxtel are obviously Fox Footy are always looking for new programs. Mm. I reckon I can see not Bondi Rescue, it's Moggs Creek Rescue or Fairhaven Rescue. What he did to actually go out and save the two women and help save because the Fairhaven lifesavers did some of the work, most of the work.
The Danger, he was there when the Danger was present, wasn't it?
Danger is my middle name. Well, it's not, it's his surname, isn't it? So, but yeah, the 11-year-old girl and two women, he paddles out to do it. First day out of COVID. Yep. Is that right?
Yeah, first day out of COVID. Mm-hmm. And the quotes were amazing. I think he spoke to our man, John Ralph, yesterday morning. It was incredible. He sort of saw the issue and just helped out like anyone you'd hope would, but it'd be a scary situation. Big rip, really drowning through an issue in this country. It's just such a good feel good one for you.
And you like that because you hear plenty of bad stories about footballers, and mostly it's good. Like, honestly, most of the footballers you hear is good, but it is a great story. Just on the Blues, we're talking about as well. Just keep an eye on this, guys, the Sam Walsh thing.
Yep.
Scotty and I alluded to that last week. We know that Harry is line ball to play round one. Yep. We know that Sam Walsh is looking for probably round four, but just don't be surprised if it's not like round six.
You think it's a bit really? Longer?
Yeah, I just got a bad feeling. That's an awkward injury.
The syndesmosis.
Yeah, it is. It's a really awkward injury.
It's a tough start for Michael Voss. He would have been looked up the list management at the start of the year and thought, I've got Walsh, Mackay. It leaves him in a little bit of a pickle.
Yeah,
so just with a full list, I mean, Carlton should be playing finals.
I was going to ask you that.
Can play finals is probably the better way to put it.
Because
Vossi would have been bullish about their chances this year, I believe, before the injuries. Yeah. I'm sure he still would be in a sense, but I know it hasn't helped those start.
And it doesn't help when the president, Luke Sayers, comes on and says, I expect to play finals.
Yeah.
You've probably got to say it.
I guess you've got to say
it. So where do you guys see the Blues with these injury issues? Yeah. You've got a good list. Do you see them?
I had them eighth. This was I made my prediction about a month or month and a half ago. I'm probably not as bullish now as I was then. I've now probably got them ninth to about 12th.
What's a pass mark, do you think?
Probably about ninth or 10th.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if finals is the pass mark now. Yeah. It's the first year for Vossi now they've had these injuries. I don't know if finals is the pass mark. I think it's just under.
Will, no, I couldn't be more against Smarty's opinion there. It's finals or failure for me.
Really?
Because I think even with Mackay and Walsh, they've got such a good list. They had it last year. They should have. They underperformed.
Yeah, they did.
I think the excuses have run out for the Blues fans, and they'll say the same thing. So I think they'll be there. And a tough early start, it won't matter. They'll come back and they'll be fine. What do you think, Macca?
I had them just outside the eight, but I agree with you. I think pass mark is a finals. They need to play finals, but I had them just out. I actually had Essendon ahead of them, and it was line ball. Like, they were the two that I was looking to put into that eighth position.
But isn't that strange saying that about a coach in his first year? The pass mark is finals.
It is
for a first year. I know he's
for a club.
I know
he's really coached, underachieved.
That's
haven't
right. It? But he has coached before. But it is a lot of pressure for Vossi straight up.
Boys, we'll head to a break. But when we come back to the Herald Sun Footy Podcast, we're going to talk about the new coaches we did a little bit earlier with Vossi, and also the practice match schedule. Back soon. Welcome back to the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. Footy, live footy, not intra-club or match simulation. We've got clubs versus each other this week. Smarty, there's a lot to look forward to this week. Yeah. Which is the game you're looking forward to the most?
Probably the game on Wednesday, the first one up. Essendon versus the Bulldogs at the Hangar on Wednesday afternoon. The thing that intrigues me about this is just how the Bulldogs are looking in particular. They are, I know, touch wood for them, they are ridiculously healthy at the moment. Every player in that 22 from the grand final is available at the moment for selection.
Helps, doesn't it?
They are in great shape. So I'm really excited to see how the Bulldogs look first up. Because as you know, when you play in a grand final, usually it takes a little bit of while to get into the season and to come back. You had a longer break. It'll be interesting to see how they go. But I reckon they're going to be right up there again this year. So I'm very interested to see how they go.
Well, the thing that intrigues me with the Bulldogs has just been the secrecy out of Witten Oval post grand final.
I haven't heard anything.
They've been very secretive.
Most clubs are doing the open training sessions, the open match sims, the simulation. We know Bevo likes to keep things close to his chest. We haven't heard much out of Witten Oval, so I'm fascinated to see who plays where. I think last year, I think it was Anthony McNeil and a couple of these guys, Anthony Scott, they actually came on and played round one. Mm. You hadn't heard of them before then. So there'll be those players to look for because Bevo loves a round
one
bolter.
Doesn't he? He's obsessed with a round one bolter. They are, you're right. We've barely heard from the Bulldogs over summer, have we?
So quiet.
Been very, very low key. So just the way Bevo likes it. Mate, Will, you've obviously come in to the Herald Sun late last year or mid last year. You got Melbourne over the line to win a premiership. What are we expecting from Melbourne? I'm heading out to see Melbourne this week. Against the Kangaroos at Casey. What are you expecting?
Well, I'm hoping we see what we saw last year, which was just such a good contested brand of footy, sustainable brand of footy. The players, Petrarca, Oliver, Gawn, hitting their straps. You can't see a drop-off from that end unless it comes from the players. I think the way Goodwin on the field has conducted himself, the brand looks good. The worry, it always is when you win a premiership, and I know it is cliche to say, but is the motivation still there? And is there a level of arrogance that seeps in? That's my worry as someone that loves the club.
I don't know if they'll get that just because of the fact that they were, the grand final was over in Perth. That wasn't in front of their fans. So maybe there's that they want to do it at home in front of them and the MCG. So I think maybe that might help.
Hopefully.
Hopefully for Melbourne fans support. But the way, I mean, I know we talked about last year, but that grand final performance was terrifying for opposition clubs.
It was the easiest grand final close game you've ever seen in your life. Absolutely. It was close.
That second half.
It was just extraordinary was what they were able to do, wasn't it?
I haven't seen anything like it. That 30-minute burst was
It was a tour de force for a 30-minute period, wasn't it? Well, the Goodwin stuff, like obviously Melbourne had plenty of... Sorry, Bulldogs have had limited publicity through.
Yep.
Melbourne, not through their own doing, but through some leaked documents that the great man Mickey Warner got and the amazing story that he got. Can this have any residual effect, do you think?
Well, it's a good question. I think you'll see it firsthand when you go there, Macca. It'll be interesting to see how they do play. I know it is a practice match and it only is February. Mm. The reality is they were front page news last week and this is their chance to put that to bed on the back page by playing a good brand of football against North Melbourne.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Well, the game that I'm really looking forward to is Collingwood and Hawthorn, not just because Cavs making the long trip down.
In God's country.
To God's country, exactly. I've done a few games
Morwell.
Down there. Morwell. You have to look at it. Now, Smarty, you know where Morwell is.
You know I grew up in Queensland. My Victorian geography is not great at the best of times, so I'm still learning.
If you're hitting Google Maps from Melbourne, there's a long way your phone might run out. Sure. But it is a great spot down there, a great place to play footy as
great
well.
Great for those at Morwell.
Oh, it's fantastic. Unbelievable. And I think that's what they need to do, the AFL. Don't they? They need to continue to just push people out and about and try and get footy back to the people.
Well, as a country kid from Bendigo, you know that the game is just so loved in these areas and any chance to see them in the flesh in their home ground, it's something to savour.
It's a good ground
which
too.
Which new coach gets the win?
That's what I was saying. Because you want to see what sort of brand and what sort of style each of them are playing. Like, Smarty, you saw the Pies last week. I saw them the Saturday before. Yep. There's some changes already, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, obviously, some personnel, as we've seen, Nick Daicos is just... I know everyone's saying, don't want to hype up a kid. He's hasn't played a game yet. But he already looked like one of the, if not their best player.
He's top five already.
And he hasn't played. And he's 18. He hasn't played a game yet.
Say that out loud.
Just his vision. Is his vision?
He got the first clearance of the game.
First clearance. First kick out of the center. And everyone. He was just like oohing and aahing with the crowd.
Yeah.
His vision for an 18-year-old kid is amazing. Like
the thing that worried me, Smarty, was that there was so much pressure on him. He's had a lot of pressure on him and the expectation and that. And I remember speaking to Mick McGowan midway through last year, and I said, how's he going to handle this? And Mick goes, don't worry, the kid will handle it. And I reckon we're seeing already that he can handle it.
Yeah.
He's definitely the one to watch on our Thursday. It'd be so good just to see him. And the game's all live streamed on KO. So
fantastic.
For the first time, I think. So fantastic to be able to watch football.
If Cap gets lost, he'll be able to just put it on his phone and won't he?
The way they're playing though, Macca, is Leper was up last week, their new head of strategy and a defensive coach. They're definitely trying to play quicker than they have in years gone by. So it'll be interesting to see whether that they can pull that off, because they've had a lot of years of kicking sideways and backwards.
I think what they're trying to do, and that's spot on, is they're trying to free up the players, like free them up mentally, take the game on. They're trying to do a lot of that this year, which I think suits some of their players.
Yeah, they've got a lot of players. Degoe, these sort of guys can clearly play an instinct, and maybe that is a way to go. Mac, I'm really interested in the team they're playing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you both caught up with John Ralph's interview with Richie Vandenberg on Monday morning in the Herald Sun. Obviously asked about what a Sam Mitchell game style does look like, and the way Vandenberg answered hinted that it was going to be a big change, but didn't want to give too much away. I'm interested to see what this new game style looks like.
What's your instinct? What do you think?
I don't know. Like? Given the way Clarkson played, clearly changed over the years. What do you think a Sam Mitchell game style looks like?
It's interesting. It'll be an in-your-face game style, because I remember speaking to him late last year. Well, it was probably November, December last year, and he wants him to be that unsociable Hawks again. He wants to get that side back.
How unsociable? Essendon 3/4 time unsociable, or maybe just not that far down.
Maybe not quite that far, but close. Because he wants them to play that sort of style. Maybe they'll be a little bit more attacking. I think that's what he'll try and be, a little bit more attacking in that as well. But he wants them to be in your face, like a little bit in your face. That's the way Sam Mitchell played his best footy, when he was on the edge. Not that he went over the edge or anything like that, but he played his best footy on the edge, and I think he'll be trying to get that out of the players.
Mac, a side note with the Hawks, Alistair Clarkson, has he got a job sewn up next year?
I don't believe he's got a job sewn up next year yet. Will he get a job next year? Absolutely no doubt.
Mm.
No doubt that he'll have a job. It's just a question of where. I think he respects Stuart Dew too much. They've got a great shared history.
Yeah.
Stuart Dew's got 2 premiership medals. He would only have one if it wasn't for Alistair Clarkson getting him across to Hawthorn when everyone else didn't want him, because Stewie had put on a bit of weight. Clarkson got him across, said, I'll train him, I'll get him fit. So I think he respects Stuart Dew too much to agree to anything. And I don't think, honestly, Mark Evans would do that anyway. I'd be surprised. I'm not sure where else would he be suited, Clarko, do you think?
Yeah, there's no obvious team for me based on, I think last year with the obvious ones was Collingwood or Carlton. This year,
Melbourne maybe, and earlier Melbourne, last year.
Exactly.
Like, what's going to happen?
So this year, I don't think there's that obvious team, but as we know, results will be the telling factor in this story. Yeah. And Stuart Dew is lucky, because he does have the fate in his hands. And if the Gold Coast can do something early, then he maybe gets a little bit of pressure off his back.
The AFL has to get Clarko to the Gold Coast. They have to.
You think? You know the market better than anyone, Smarty. Do you think that is a given?
100%. They have to. It's panic stations. Like they've got to. They can't. Stuart Dews is not going to be. He might be. He's obviously a very good man. I'm sure he's probably a good coach.
Mm.
But they need success, and they need it now. I don't know if the AFL wants their fingerprints on it or not, but they have to get Clarko.
A contract sitting here ready to go, Alistair Clarkson. What figure would you put on it if you were the AFL helping out?
Yeah.
So this is on top of what the Suns will offer him, or is this just a pure AFL?
This is a pure AFL slash Gold Coast.
As an ambassador.
As a Gold Coast.
Yep.
like across the board, what would you give him as a coach to go up there and coach, do you think?
I'm not sure.
With a little bit on mayonnaise on the
it's
top.
It's got a two in front of it in my mind.
Well, I think it has.
It has to have a two in front of it.
I know that sounds ridiculous.
It's a lot of money. It's probably double what the next highest paid is. But if that's the investment that's needed, that's a no-brainer.
But the AFL, I don't know whether they directly want to get involved or not in this, but
they've done it before.
Gil's fingerprints is all over the Suns. He was involved in the setup a long time ago. I'm sure he's emotionally invested in, at least in some sense. They have to have a good crack at getting. They have to do something.
Yeah. So you think absolutely no doubt about that. The last one I was going to say is there's a couple of injuries we're worried about as well. We talked about before Jordan DeGoey. No sign of him. I was there on the Saturday when he copped the knock, but there was no sign of him last week. Does he play round one, do you think?
No, Leper thinks he's touch and go. I don't think he'll play this week. They're just managing his ribs. I think he probably does play round one, but I think it'll be close. So it'll be 50. It'll be line ball at this stage, but I think he probably does.
And the one who is the real version of Jordan DeGoey, Dustin Martin. Boy, he wasn't at training. Wasn't at the intra club.
You were there, weren't
on
you?
On Saturday, I was there. He did some really good sprint sessions early with Tom Lynch. I think he'll be right for round one. There's a rough chance he might play this week, but they won't rush him. He'll play round one.
Oh, I think there's no concerns with him missing that intra-club macro. I think you keep your Ferraris in the shed at this time.
you don't want to bring them out too soon,
not
do you?
Too soon.
Boys, we'll be back in a moment. I want to talk to you blokes about fans back at the footy and does the MCG need a roof? Welcome back to the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. Fans back in footy this year. We're looking forward to it. No restrictions. Will they come, Will?
I think they will, and I'll be going. I'm dropping this right now. I've bought my tickets, round one, and the flights. Buddy, 1,000 goals.
You haven't.
Why is that? Round one or round two?
Round one. I'm backing for five. That's how excited I am.
So you're
going
to go?
I'm going. I'm hoping it kicks five.
You're going in the hope.
That's what footy's all about.
I think round two would be a bit more conservative, but yes,
do you reckon he'll want to kick five? Because it's against, obviously, the Giants. Yeah. He hates the Giants.
Yeah, it's round one.
Get it over and done with.
Yes, do it.
Let the 50,000 in ANZ, Acor Stadium, run on the ground, and that's what I want to see. So I'll be there, and hopefully he does it.
I'm impressed that he knew the name of the stadium. If you had said to me, name that stadium, I would have gone, no idea. It's never going to happen. I don't think it'll ever happen again. But then again, I said that when Gary Ablett did it. I was there that day Gary Ablett kicked 1,000 at Geelong. Jeez, I feel old. And I've got you know when you lose stuff and you should never lose? Yep. I've got a poster with Gary Ablett 1,000 goals signed by Gary Ablett from the day that I can't find anywhere in my house.
You need to turn up your house and
find it. That'd what be, would that be worth?
Oh, a lot in an NFT sense too, I reckon.
Oh, I like that.
Sense, the NFT, spot on there. So. But that's what footy's about, isn't it, Matt? The fans, and they get to come back. It's awesome.
So, wait a second, Will. If he gets on the night, will you be sprinting out onto the surface with many others?
I'd like to think I'll be close to, if not first there, second there.
It's a great tradition, isn't it? And I want traditions to end. Like, I was lucky enough last week to speak to Dane Rampey, who ran out the day Plugger kicked his 1,300th. Yeah. He was a 9-year-old school kid. Yeah. And I think people remember. I remember running out. I was about 17 or something when BT kicked his 100. Wow. And I remember running out at the Junction Oval when Bernie Quinlan kicked. Gee, I'm sounding old, aren't I?
And let's be honest.
These guys are looking at me going, who are these?
He's going to be the last player to get to 1,000.
I think he is, isn't he?
I think he has to be. Unless the game dramatically changes.
I can't see anyone else getting that figure. He's been an extraordinary player, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So probably one of the top five. One day we'll go through and we'll do our top five of our memories. But I think it would be great. I'm a little bit worried that fans won't come back as much as we are talking up because we saw last year there was a reluctance to go.
I think the mind shift has probably shifted a little bit over summer. And I hope so. Like those two first games are just spectacular to open the season at the MCG.
Well, they've given it every indication that we can get a bumper first round one.
I think we will. I mean, definitely there will be an element of people that are still a bit worried about it. And rightly so, I understand. But I think a lot of people will want to be part of that after the last 2 years that we've had here.
Boys, I want to know.
Every Melbourne supporter.
Wouldn't you just want to go
there?
They'll be
to celebrate. It'd be like the party they never got to
have. So you're going to go to the Melbourne game, then go to Sydney?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That is
fantastic. Yeah. Be there for history is what I always say. You try and do it. So I think it's a great idea. Roof over the MCG, Eddie McGuire wants. I don't want it. What about you, blokes?
No, I'm a traditionalist when it comes to the MCG. I would leave it. I get the keeping up with American grounds and WA, but I think you can do that without a roof that's going to hurt the ground and hurt the mystique of the ground that we look out on every day when you walk past the city.
But look, the MCG, let's be honest, it's tired. The stadium is a tired state. It needs to, it does, it definitely needs to be done up. I agree. I don't think it needs a roof, but the Great Southern Stand 100% needs a roof.
30 years old
it's,
now.
It's getting old. Mm. Perth Stadium's a better stadium. On the face of it, it's a better stadium. I know
it's a better experience.
I know the MCG. I love the MCG more than anyone, of course, but and the history of it. But on the face of it, Perth is a better stadium right now.
I think we know your answer, Macca. You'd be a no-roof man.
I'm a no-roof man. I like change in footy. I don't mind it, Smarty. I think Perth Stadium, never had the pleasure to actually see a game there. I've seen the stadium there. It looks awesome. It looks fantastic visually in that as well. But how many do you get in there? 60,000?
True.
You get 100. You get 100 at the MCG. And if we do this Great Southern Stand extension, which I think they need to, I agree with you. I just wish that, sometimes you just keep some of the older parts of it. They didn't do. They got rid of the smoker stand, and that's okay.
Smoker stand.
The old smoker stand. You couldn't call it that these days, could you? But if they can do that up, we might get 110,000. And if we could get 110,000, why wouldn't you try and do it? I know you wouldn't use it for. You'd probably only, that'd only be two or three times a year, maybe.
Grand final
and maybe, something else.
Sheffield Shield on a Saturday or something.
Oh, yeah. How would that be? One person to go to that. The other thing I was going to ask you, boys, just finally, because we've got so much to look forward to, not just over this week, but over the coming weeks, is the combination of AFLW. It's been a really challenging year for AFLW, but what we saw on Monday night was one of the great games of all time, I reckon.
It was great, Macca. And look, I've probably been one of the, not a critic, but just... wanting the game to develop as it should, and we have seen some poor games this year, but you couldn't say that about Monday night. The comeback from Melbourne, how Taylor Harris, a lot of spoken about seven contested marks. I think I saw a stat today. She's 11 more contested marks this season than the next best in Katie Brennan. So
she's been promising that performance for a long time.
She had, and there's been a lot of pressure on Melbourne in recruiting her as well.
Does it say something about Carlton letting her go so easily? And there, I know the contract was all thereabouts, but maybe she was worth it.
Yeah, maybe. Robbo was all over that story, wasn't
he? Was,
at the start of the... but yeah, it's an extraordinary... So who wins the... Does Melbourne win? It'd be a great story if Melbourne could win back-to-back, in a sense, and then back-to-back-to-back.
I think it's still so open. Yeah. My gut feel is the team that Melbourne did beat, Brisbane, were coming off 3 games in 7 days. I think that when push comes to shove, I think with conditioning and all that aside, I think they'll win.
Okay.
Smarty, have you got a feel? You're a Lions man,
I think Brisbane as well. Brisbane, I agree with Will. I think when the rips are cracking and all things being equal, they're not playing 3 games in 7 days. They probably.
Well, boys, you've been absolutely outstanding today. I'm not sure Scotty Gullen's going to get back from wherever he is.
I just texted him. I said, "You're no out, pal.
Need to come back, Scotty. You're done and dusted. You stay with Richmond all year, and he thinks they'll win the flag too." Boys, thank you very much for having us, and thanks to everyone for listening to the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. Head to theheraldsun.com.au to read all our footy stories.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.